I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
And just like that, Aaron J. Danielson, a Trump supporter, was executed on the streets of Portland. Things are ramping up, guys. The heat is high. I started this channel to showcase the absurdities of the extreme left on the streets of the United States. But even I knew that at some point near the election, we would get to this. As I've been predicting, we're going to be heading towards a civil war. And what you're seeing is the equivalent of a soft core civil war happening on the streets, which are now battlefields across America. We also have an exclusive interview coming up with a gentleman who is familiar not only with the victim, but he was there the night that Aaron Danielson was killed. Welcome back to the worst show on Blaze TV. Slightly offensive, guys. It's not only that the world is crazy, but I want to remind you that Joe Biden is also insane and he refuses to acknowledge this. Just look at what he says about the COVID virus.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it, more lives this year than any other year for the past 100 years.
Yes, Biden said that COVID-19 has killed more people this year than the last 100 years, probably because it's a novel virus. But Mr. Joe Biden doesn't realize that in his corruption, people are onto him. And we have to ask ourselves the question, how much have the Bidens been compromised by the Chinese? How much involvement is in this corruption on the back end? Well, you guys got to find out in today's sponsor of the show, which is an incredible documentary, which is an exclusive on Blaze TV. That's why you guys got to be members. You got to sign up. You got to watch this. But these are the directors behind the Clinton Cash, the documentary that looked at the money that was going to her. And there's some very new revealing details here that I have to tell you about how the Biden family has used his service to line their own pockets. Absolute corruption, selling the country out. But this alarming scandal is much more grand and complicated than just simple corruption, because this new documentary called Riding the Dragon, you've got to watch it. It's so important. At blazetv.com reveals how and why the Chinese Communist Party, above all things, gave Joe's son, his private equity firm, this sort of special back end deal worth up to $1 billion. If you become a Blaze TV subscriber and watch the documentary, you can see it in its entirety. Anyway, start your free trial today. Save $20 right now. It's one of the best deals possible. Support us, support the show. Go to blazetv.com. Use code DRAGON20 in the description below. You won't want to miss this. It's absolutely vital that you watch it. This movie is going to knock you off your chair. We need to expose these people before we see another life lost to leaders who are ignoring what's going on in the country. Anyway, go to blazetv.com, use that code DRAGON20, get your subscription, and you support Blaze TV. There's nothing else quite like it. Well, this gentleman, look at how Antifa and BLM celebrated his murder. They celebrated it! These are not humans. They're despicable.
Y'all are not angry, you're not paying attention! If y'all are not angry, you're not with me!
Everybody wake up!
Everybody needs to realize what's going on in these streets. Our community can hold its own without the police. We can take out the trash on our own. I am not sad that a fucking fascist died tonight.
Yeah. She goes on to say that he was an effing Nazi. Our community protected itself and took out the trash. Yes, people who support Donald Trump are trash, according to who? Normal, peaceful protesters? No. This is to terrorist organizations, most importantly, domestic terrorist organizations, or as we call them, the enemy side in a civil war. Now, I'm not on this show ever stoking tensions. I'm just pointing them out. I don't want people to be schisming and fighting and killing each other. I condemn it. But it's happening and people are ignoring it. Absolutely pretending like there's not some war, as if these are isolated incidences happening around our country. But what's really important here, some very, very, very important things, are that as we look at this, these killings are escalating to the point that we have to realize that there's even psyops being used. You know, I've talked to you a lot about fake Antifa press using immunity, press immunity through a court order in order to gain protection so that they can get up close to police and knock them out. Well, as thanks to the reporting of myself, Andy Ngo, and other guerrilla journalists and network journalists on the field still telling the truth, a few of us do, check out how Portland police is realizing that this type of cyber, intellectual, Cold War type warfare is happening, and they finally call them out, and they arrest these fake Antifa press. I credit the journalist here in the watermark.
Hey, half this group is not press. Not press right there. Cripple mask, not press.
Hey, watch your back off.
Cyclist, you're not press. Not press. What am I supposed to do? If they're not press, take them into custody.
Yes, you guys, we have a clear side as that earlier video that we saw, which I want to remind you is from CaldronPool.com, that intro video. You got to check them out. They're a Christian conservative website, focuses on culture and politics. You can check out their link in the description. I was talking to them. They're cool people. They make great videos and content at CaldronPool.com. But right now, I want to bring our attention to a man named Chandler Pappas, who understands what this war is like up front. And we're going to be covering more of this on Friday's episode about what's going on in the United States in this warfare. But I wanted to bring on a special guest to actually showcase the victims of what's going on. I don't really like that Aaron was killed. I hate it. I wish it didn't happen. I wish political targeting would stop. This is not the same thing as Kyle Rittenhouse, who did defend himself, and I was there. This was a straight-up execution, and so I want to welcome to the show, sadly, I wish it was better times, Chandler Pappas, if I'm saying it correctly.
I appreciate that, man. More than anything, I just miss my friend.
Yeah, so not to make this newsy, let's just get personal for a second. How are you doing? How are the friends doing of Jay? That's his nickname, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you doing, and how are the people around him doing?
I mean, everybody's figuring out how to get through it. Jay was just a super compassionate, awesome guy. He's a really hard man to lose.
And so they're holding on. I mean, are they Christians? Are they holding on to their faith? How are they coping with this?
Yeah, everybody's hanging on tight. You know, there's a lot of prayer. There's a lot of compassion from the people around him to each other. Everybody's been super supportive of one another.
Yeah. So from the video footage that I've seen, so you were there the night that Jay was, I would say, executed. Would you use that term?
Yeah, I don't use a different term.
Okay, yeah. So he was executed on the streets of Portland. Can you talk me up a little bit for the events that were leading into the shooting and why this happened? Because I think people are very unclear. And if you know, for myself, I was just at the scene of Kyle Rittenhouse shootings in Kenosha, and there's a lot of people saying what happened, and they tend to ignore the people who were actually on the ground. So you were there. Why did this happen? What was going on?
The condensed version is they hunted us down and shot us because we were not like them. You know, we had the Trump rally. It started a few miles away at the Clackamas Mall. We drove in. We came out to explore. We're doing what we do. There's, you know, we don't go down there with the intent of hurting people or doing anything in particular. A lot of times it's, we have a right to be there. We have a right to be there. And they just seem to disagree with that to the point now that they're executing people. They hunted us down. They found us. They said, we got a couple right here, and they shot us. And actually, I've just been sent some recent video footage or recently sent some new video footage of this guy on the skateboard. I guess he's been had been following us for a little while. So I've got to check that out.
Wow. Hey, you know, so there, so you would use the word, you would use the phrase specifically that they hunted you down. What's the evidence? What did you, what actually happened that leads you to come to that conclusion?
Well, like I said, I just found new video evidence that they've been following us that I have to check out. But when they said, we've got a couple right here. We've got a couple right here. Pull it out, pull it out. So those two things tell me they were looking for us and they had something to use against us.
So what were you guys doing out there that night that would make you the targets of this kind of, I would say just cruel and sick and unusual punishment?
Our crime was wearing one of these.
So what does that say on your hat right there?
That's Patriot Prayer. That's Joey Gibson.
Okay, so I mean, people may not know, but I know Joey Gibson and you guys are not very well liked by Antifa, I could say conservatively. But this took place at exactly what time?
About 8:45 p.m. Just about.
Okay, so yeah, you guys weren't out late. Okay, so you guys were out there. Why then, bringing into your thoughts, so you were there. Why did you get out? Why were you not targeted? Why was Jay specifically targeted? Was it intentional? Was there something that happened between him and the shooter? That's what I'm confused about.
Well, Jay and I had a couple of, Jay and I were together.
I understand what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, I'm from Portland, but not that way. we were walking down the street together. And I think because we were isolated, because we were not with the rest of the crowd, because we were not with, you know, a whole bunch of other people, they thought that we would be a good target. And the reason I think he got shot and not me is because he was a bit closer to them. Jay was always a compassionate man. He was like always the first to be on defense. And when they said, you know, we got a couple, pull it out. Like, he turned around and I turned around just after him. I think he was getting ready to use his bear mace to keep these people away from us. And they actually, you can see in the video, they shot him through the can of bear mace and blew his heart out of his chest.
So he was killed. He didn't suffer.
Pretty instantly they shot his heart, and you can see he turned around, took a couple of steps, and he just dropped. And when I got to him, I don't want to get too graphic. There wasn't much blood.
No, it's fine. Go where you need to go in this, man.
Yeah. Like I said, he's, there wasn't much blood. So when they shoot somebody, you know, it leaves a big wound and when the heart's pumping, it pushes blood out, and there was almost no blood. You can see in, the Stumptown Matters video, you know, I'm looking for a wound to try to plug up, and it's hard for me to find. And ultimately we do find it, and it's right just to the right of his sternum.
Yeah. You know, I mean, first of all, I'm really heavy hearted to know that you had to witness this with a friend, and I don't wish on anybody at all. And I don't want to make light of this, but you know, when Kyle Rittenhouse shot, that other victim in, and I have to say victim, it's a criminal case. My opinion doesn't matter here. I need to keep it lawful. I noticed there wasn't a lot of blood either. And I know that with what's going on here is you see, like, you know, movies and shootings and et cetera, but when it's actually there in the moment, you can't really prepare for that. But I wasn't friends with this individual. What was going through your heart when you saw your friend? I mean, did you believe it? Were you afraid for your life? What happened in those moments?
I instantly stopped being afraid for my life, and I went to protect him. I went to help him. You can see I pushed an Antifa, quote-unquote, medic off of him when she came up because I didn't know if she was just going to try to slit his throat or do Sarge or try to finish me off. Like, it was just about getting him help. And
so, you know,
it takes you a second to process everything.
Yeah. Sorry for cutting you off there. I apologize for that. I was going to say the Antifa medic. So Antifa were helping him?
Yeah. So he hits the ground and I go to turn him over. I called his name. He's non-responsive. I went to turn him over and I started looking for a wound. And then it was actually kind of like uncanny that they just happened to be right there at that moment. And they approached me a number of seconds after he was shot. And I didn't know if they, like I said, I didn't know if they were going to be giving him aid or what.
Wow. Hey, well, first of all, for the people that are listening or are watching this, you know, if you've lost a loved one, if you know somebody who's died, whether they were killed or anything happened to them, you know, the kind of shock that comes in with seeing someone when die. And so Jay's there. Now there's a lot of dispute on who the perpetrator is. There's a gentleman that's going around, an image of him with a Black Lives Matter fist, a Black Power fist on his neck. Did you get a clear image of who the perpetrator was? Is that him or do you know who it is?
Yeah. I mean, the clearest vision I have is that's him. The biggest thing that stood out to me, because you're kind of in shock, right? You turn around, shouting at you. We're downtown. We know it's not necessarily the safest area, but again, we have a right to be there and it should be safe for us. And when I turned around, I saw one guy in black and another guy in white. And it just primarily that he wasn't wearing black that really caught my attention. And it didn't even process. I don't know if I even had the time to see that he had a gun pointed at us.
Right. And so this is a question I have for you. So the alleged perpetrator, from a video I saw, I don't know if it was earlier in the day, but he seemed to have had a gunshot wound or be talking about of being wounded in the arm. Just to clarify for media outlets, did you guys have any known altercations or any sort of interactions with the shooter that would have not warranted him, but that would have, to anybody listening, would have been like, oh, that's why he attacked you guys. Like, was there a connection there?
Man, I don't remember any altercations from that night. I have no reason to think that he definitely wasn't justified in what he did, but no reason to think that he picked us out for any other reason than who we were. They hunted us down. I'd be interested to see these new videos of them following these guys around and looking for people. From what I understand, the guy on the skateboard actually called. He made a phone call when he felt like he found a good target.
Man, I mean, not to cut it short or anything, but I want to kind of follow up with this. So obviously this is national attention. People are, there was a video that came out of the Antifa, saying that they were in quote, not sad that an effing fascist was, killed that night. I mean, does this surprise you? What, when you hear something like that, knowing that your friend is dead, what goes through your head, based off of that kind of reaction?
Man, I mean, I have a lot of feelings right now, but as upsetting as that is to hear, particularly for Jay, who is just such a decent guy, just such a kind and compassionate person. You know, somebody has to be in a really messed up place in their heart and in their head to say, I'm not sad an effing fascist died, not even know who he was.
Right. Not even aware, just an immediate label and a discredit, a dehumanization. And do you feel like that's happening in Portland, that there's a dehumanization of people that are, that lean right, even centrists, and the right wing in particular?
You know, if you're not their perfect Hitler-esque view of whatever society should be, then yeah, you were targeted. You were absolutely targeted. And, you know, and now with this execution, it's escalating. They're taking it farther and farther.
And so this is my question. Do you feel safe to go back out in Portland, or do you feel like anybody should go back out unless like unarmed, or what would be your thoughts going forward on how you feel like yourself, this, I would say it's not really an organization, but a group of people, Patriot Prayer, et cetera. How are you guys going to be handling things going forward, knowing not only just in honor of Jay, who got acknowledged by the president, the media went crazy, I'm sure you're aware, talking about how he basically acknowledged a militia or a terrorist, not realizing that, like you said, he wasn't even trying to shoot. He just had bear mace in defense. But, you know, going forward, somebody's actually dead. This is somebody you know, not a random name. It's not just an effing fascist. This is a friend. How are you guys going to approach this? Because even, I know you guys are not associated with this group, so I'm not making any association, but even like the Proud Boys has an event coming up on the 26th that is to like honor Jay and other people who were killed. I mean, is it safe to do this anymore? Do you expect more bloodshed?
In honor of Jay's legacy, he would not want more bloodshed. He would not want us to go and seek vengeance. We want justice. We want justice. We want the criminal justice system to do their jobs. We want Ted Wheeler and Kate Brown to do their jobs. We want the DA who's still charging Joey with a riot from, like you said, almost, I think it's got to be close to 2 years ago. And he's not the only one. Russell Schultz as well and Mac Lewis are still facing those same charges. And they're letting people out who have thrown explosive devices at Homeland Security for the last 90 days. We want.
And not to, yeah, Mr. Schmidt, right? Your DA there?
Yeah, Mike Schmidt. Yeah, which amazingly he won by a landslide in a communist city, go figure. Anyway, so I know he wouldn't want vengeance, but he also was a resilient man. He would not want us to give up. The morning after he was shot, we went right down and did another flag wave in Sandy. We were going to hit one today. We ended up going to the conference instead, which didn't work out quite the way I thought it would, but I'm not going to stop. Like I said, this is we can't give up. We can't let them make us afraid. We cannot let them make us afraid. I will not be made afraid by these people to walk down the street in my own city. It won't happen. So yes, I will be there on the 19th. And yes, I will be there on the 26th. And yeah, maybe somebody's going to come after me. But I have a right to be there. And my kids have a right to grow up in a country where they're not going to be assaulted or murdered for wearing a Patriot Prayer or a MAGA hat. Or whatever else. I still wear the hat. I'm still going to wear the hat. I'm not. It wouldn't be the right thing to do.
You know, Chandler, I have to tell you, I try to keep my opinion out of a lot of interviews, but I'm fully with you. I mean, these people are really violent. They're dangerous. I watched them attack Kyle Rittenhouse and him being forced to defend his life, you know, on three different accounts. I watched the media go after him. You see this man, Jay, who's your friend, he's being executed in the streets, and yet still the media is near silent. But I know that going ahead, you know, not only is my heart with you, but the American people are with you too in Portland. I can never say when I'll be back out there, but I'll buy you a beer, man. I really will. I know that, I never mentioned whether, you know, where we would do that, but you know, I'll buy you a beer. I don't support any particular political group because I can't, but I support Americans because we all should. And I believe that just like technically, BLM and Antifa have the right to peacefully protest, even though they rarely do so. I know you have the right with your group as well to fully go out there and to support this country. And anybody who's waving an American flag stands under it and what it stands for. I stand with them too as an individual. And I'm with you, man. My heart's with you. Anyway, if people want to support you, support groups you're a part of, what kind of plugs, where can they find you?
Not on social media, man. If you want to support me, support Jay's family. I can get you the official GoFundMe to post here. Just support him. You know, his business partner's hurting. His best friends are hurting. His family's hurting. We've got funeral costs. We've got a lot of stuff that we're going to have to take care of now that he's gone. You know, he left some really, really big shoes to fill in so many ways. So if anybody can help him, other than that, get involved.
All right, man. Chandler, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciated having you. Anyways, guys, If you liked what you've seen here, please always check the links below for ways to support this show and support Chandler specifically. I'm going to ask you guys, I don't plug GoFundMes and I'm not allowed to sponsor them, but I am going to put a link to where you can find this just to check it out and find out if you want, that's somewhere where you would like to support, somewhere where you would like to share to raise awareness to. My name is Elijah Schaefer, reporting for Slightly Offensive all around the country, currently reporting out of Dallas, Texas. Please always, if you make it this far in the podcast, we know that you love us. You support people who are patriots, who love this country and the truth. So please go ahead and click on the links below to Spotify and Apple iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. It's free. It helps us out a lot, continues to give the show credibility and keep us from getting removed off of the platforms. Have a great rest of the week. May God be with Jay's family, friends, all the people of Portland and patriots around the country. I'm signing out.